Tim Walz compares icing forcing U.S. immigration laws to Nazi Germany. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 25, 2026. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., compared U.S. immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, enforcing the nation's immigration laws to Nazi Germany and referenced the story of Anne Frank. During a press conference on Sunday, Walz questioned what President Donald Trump's plan is, and if the president's plan is to make an example of Minnesota, according to CBS News. Walz's comments came after a Border Patrol agent-involved shooting occurred on Saturday, leaving Alex Pretty, 37, dead. Breitbart News's A.W.R. Hawkins reported that the Department of Homeland Security explained in a statement that agents had been carrying out a targeted operation in Minnesota against an illegal alien wanted for violent assault. As they were carrying out the operation, Pretty reportedly approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The statement says agents were conducting a targeted operation in Minneapolis against an illegal alien wanted for violent assault. While conducting the operation, a man approached U.S. Border Patrol officers with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. Officers tried to disarm the man, but he violently resisted. Per CBS News, during Walz's press conference, he questioned what needed to be done to get these federal agents out of Minnesota. "So my question is, what's the plan, Donald Trump? What is the plan? What do we need to do to get these federal agents out of our state? If fear, violence and chaos is what you wanted from us, then you clearly underestimated the people of this state and nation. We are tired, but we're resolved. We're peaceful, but we'll never forget. We're angry, but we won't give up hope. And above all else, we are clearly unified. If it was the intention of Donald Trump to make an example of Minnesota, then I'm damn proud of the example that the world's seeing." Walz closed his speech by calling for Trump to end this today and to pull ICE and Border Patrol agents back. "Allow our children to go back to school. We have got children in Minnesota hiding in their houses, afraid to go outside. Many of us grew up reading that story of Anne Frank," Walz added. "Somebody's going to write that children's story about Minnesota." Several people took to social media to criticize Walz for his disgraceful comparisons, and pointed out that comparing the enforcement of immigration laws and deporting illegal aliens to the Holocaust is anti-Semitic. "The Jewish people want you to stop minimizing the memory of the Holocaust with your disgraceful comparisons at Gov. Tim Walz." Eli Kohanim, the host of America Unfiltered on Al Arabiya English, wrote in a post on X. "Comparing the removal of illegal immigrants to the Holocaust is anti-Semitic and repulsive." Representative Randy Fine, RFL, wrote in a post on X, "Will Jewish Democrats call him out? I won't hold my breath. The Dems are desperate to establish the narrative that Trump is Hitler and ICE are the Gestapo, because then their violence is justified," one person wrote. "This is extremely dangerous. Walz is trying to get his supporters to violently confront federal law enforcement. They want civil war. Democrats continue to prove over and over again that they really have no understanding of the Holocaust and lack empathy," another person wrote.